His servant replied sadly,
"Juliet is dead. She lies in the tomb of the Capulets."
"What? Get me some horses. I will ride to Verona tonight."
When Balthazar had gone, Romeo made his plans.
"I will go to the tomb. I will kiss her for the last time. Then I will drink poison. If Juliet is dead, I will die too."
He began to think carefully.
"There is an apothecary who has a shop near here. He is very poor. If I pay him well, he will sell me some poison."
So Romeo went to the apothecary and gave him some gold.
"Here is the poison. It is enough to kill 20 men."
In the middle of the night, Paris was at the tomb of the Capulets. He had come to put flowers on Juliet's grave.
"Sweet Juliet,"
said Paris,
"I will visit your grave every night and cry for you. But someone is coming. I will hide and watch."
Romeo arrived at the tomb with his servant.
"Give this letter to my father tomorrow morning, Balthazar. Now go away. Don't try to stop me. I am stronger than tigers or the roaring sea."
Romeo used a strong metal bar to open the tomb. Paris was watching.
"This is Romeo, who murdered Juliet's cousin. He has come here to damage the tomb. I will arrest him."
Paris called to Romeo.
"You are a Montague, the one who killed Tybalt. You must die."
"I do not know you,"
said Romeo.
"Go away if you want to live. Do not fight with me. I am desperate."
"I arrest you, murderer,"
said Paris. They began to fight. Romeo fought like a madman. He was stronger than Paris and killed him.